This is Sheffield Live.
We're open for business live.
Right, hi Henry, thanks so much for joining me today. Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Henry Stewart. I am Chief Happiness Officer at Happy. And Happy is a training and consultancy business which started out in IT training as Happy Computers, helping people enjoy using computers, and now is we help people create happy workplaces.
Grand. Okay, so Chief Happiness Officer, that's a lovely job title. I want to come back to that in a moment or two. But what is the business case then for happy workplaces? Why are happy workplaces better?
All the research shows that people work harder, work more productively when they're happy. Yeah. I think we all know that from our own experience. If in a miserable place, being micromanaged by a boss, it doesn't work. What people don't like is being told what to do, blame cultures. What they do like and what enables them to work at their best is doing something they're good at.
Yeah.
Having the freedom to do it well. Having managers who coach rather than tell.
Yeah.
And flexible working and simply feeling valued and feeling listened to.
Okay.
It's not actually that complicated.
Okay. One might think it's not rocket science, really, but we've all seen that lots of organisations, whether they're private sector businesses, whether they're publicly owned, whether they're social enterprises, whether they're charities, whether they're voluntary and community sector organisations, some appear to be full, crammed with people who get the vision of the organisation and joyfully happy to be there. Some are absolutely miserable. And it doesn't seem to be sector-specific necessarily. It seems to be about culture. I wonder why so many organisations struggle to get it right when actually we know it makes absolute sense. Why do you think some people struggle, some organisations struggle?
Well, there's a couple of factors. One factor is the role of the manager.
Right.
Most of us, people's happiness is crucially affected by their manager.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, when they become manager, think it's because they're the experts. They have to make the best decisions. That's not the role.
Right.
The role is not for you as a manager to show how clever you are. It's for you as a manager to show how clever your people are.
Yes.
The role is not to be the expert. The role is to step back and facilitate the development of your people. The key behaviour of managers, according to research by Google and others, is not to take the key decisions. It's not even to show the vision. It's to be a good coach.
To be a good
coach. And let me explain what that means.
All
right. What it means is that you build the confidence of your person.
Mm-hmm.
You ask them questions and you help them find their own solution. And wouldn't you want that?
Most definitely.
Because most of us, let's say we get in the office and we get a post-it from our manager saying, I'd like to see you at 2 p.m. Do you feel excited?
I think you feel perhaps a little bit nervous, a little bit scared.
Yeah,
something horrible might be coming up.
What we want are managers who help and support their people and facilitate them to be their best.
Yes.
It's not, for me, management isn't about performance management. It's about coaching, it's about listening, it's about valuing your people. It's about what will make them feel good. Because that's what creating a great organisation that's productive and focused on service is about.
So coaching is absolutely crucial here.
And
trust seems to be crucial.
Yeah.
And you've actually written a happiness manifesto and you work with all sorts of organisations, businesses, social enterprises. I've met you at a social enterprise event helping people to think about how to embed this into their organisations and make their organisations and their people happier.
Absolutely.
So you've just given some advice there, some tips there. For example, management is not about showing what an expert you are. It's about letting great people do what they want to do and what they actually love doing.
Yes, absolutely. Get people to do what they love doing is a key element.
Yeah. And what else is in the Happiness Manifesto? From quick wins that people should be thinking about through to more challenging things to an organisation.
Well, a simple one is pre-approval.
Yeah.
Many managers ask people to go away and solve a problem or come up with a new idea and bring it back for approval.
Mm.
What I advocate is you miss out that last step. You approve the solution before they've come up with that solution.
Right.
So you sit down with them and you agree clear guidelines. So we had a 19-year-old in our cafe, running the cafe, and she thought the cafe could be improved. So rather than, you know, getting her to produce a plan for us or having a committee to look at it, we just agreed a budget, checked she understood the look and feel of Happy, and left her to it. And when I walked in, and the first time I saw it was when I walked in and saw how she changed it. It was fabulous. But more importantly, think how that 19-year-old felt. In 3 months into her first job, walking into a cafe she had created every day, very differently, she felt, would have felt, if it had been created by a committee and there'd been all sorts of things proposed and suggested. You know, it was hers.
This was entirely hers.
She's the sense of ownership, the sense of being valued, and we try and do that everywhere, you know. I try and make no decisions.
Mm-hmm. So this is amazing. So as a some folk might call you a business leader, but as a business leader, as a chief happiness officer, you make no decisions.
Yeah, and that is a I used to be chief executive officer, but I thought it's much more important to create a happy workplace, so I renamed myself as chief happiness officer. And I try and make no decisions, but simply to coach my people to make their own decisions. So one example is, at the moment, our entire organisation is driven by a piece of software which does all the bookings, all the customer relationship, all of that kind of thing. We decided together that we wanted to change it.
Mm.
That was about all I did. After that, a group of people formed. They went out to look at what was out there. They did the research. They tried things out. They came up with a proposal. The only thing I did was have a 30-minute meeting with them where I just asked them some questions to check that they were thinking clearly. But the key thing is, this is now completely owned by them.
Right.
People say people don't like change. I say people love change. If people didn't love change, we wouldn't have smartphones, we wouldn't have the iPad, we wouldn't have Netflix, we wouldn't have all sorts of things. People don't like being changed.
Now, that's a really interesting distinction.
That is, it's crucial. If I had chosen a system and said, this is the system you're going to use, even if I'd done the best research in the world and come up with the best idea, it's not their system.
No.
Now, they've come up with a system, and even if it was the second best, or the third best, or the fourth best solution out there, they're going to make it work.
It's the system they want.
It's their one, the one they've decided, and I will play no. Well, I'll probably learn how to use it at some point, but I will play no role, and that is the core of things. And people introducing new IT systems often, you know, they say, oh, people, you know, are resistant to change. They're not.
They just want to own the change. They don't want to be changed.
Exactly. Yeah. Involve people in owning that change, and they will do amazing things.
So tell me more then about the organisations that Happy is working with and has helped to change and helped to become happier. What kind of businesses, what kind of social enterprises have you worked for or come for training with you or coaching? You have a variety of offers that you make. Who do you work with?
We work with a whole range of people. From today, there was Epic, which used to be Kensington Youth Services and Social Adventures in Manchester.
Yeah.
Other charities like Claire's House in Liverpool, the Dogs Trust in London. We work also with various private sector organisations, C2C, for instance.
Yeah.
We work with public sector, with councils like Hackney and Hammersmith, also Sheffield.
Mm.
Although that's on the IT side.
Okay.
We work with people like GCHQ, the National Audit Office. There's a whole range of people. They're doing quite exciting things.
Yes.
In trying to simply make the organisations more effective by giving people more trust and believing in them.
And who could argue with that?
Absolutely.
So how can people find out more? How can people get your book or find out more about Happy or sign up to your emails? What's the call to action today? Where do you want people to go?
Get hold of the book by typing Happy Manifesto into Google, and it will take you somewhere you can download it for free. Or if you want a printed copy, you can buy it from Amazon, the Happy Manifesto. Or go to our website, happy.co.uk, and find out. What we try and do is put lots of information out there.
Yes.
So some people just read the book and implement it all.
Right, yeah.
There's one guy rang me and said, I've read your book, can I meet you for coffee? And I went and met him for coffee, and he said, I read it 18 months ago. I implemented everything in it. I ended the Sunday Times Awards, and we came top.
Good grief.
And in fact, came top a second year afterwards. And that's great. And he hadn't bought anything from us. But on the other hand, there's other people who have bought training and development from us. And again, some of those have ended up in the Sunday Times top 100.
So absolutely amazing. So you can get the book free as a download, or you can buy it from Amazon. And of course, visit the website as well. I'm going to give you the chance to give out the Happy website as
well. Yeah, it's simple. It's happy.co.uk.
Fantastic.
That, it used to be the case that if you typed Happy into Google, we came up. But some guy called Farrell Williams came along and seemed to have taken the top spot.
How dare he? Well, Henry, that's been absolutely fascinating. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. And do get hold of Henry's book. I can already vouch for it, having spent some time with Henry today. Absolutely fascinating. Thank you, Henry.
Thank you.
This is Sheffield Live.
We're open for business live.